Welcome to Chart and Compass Ministry, a ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral, helping you to navigate through the storms of this life by the ever-accurate compass of the Word of God. I'm pleased to share with you today another message from Pastor Greg Lucier, and the message today is titled, The New Things of God. And I want to ask, what are the new things we receive from God once we are saved in Jesus Christ?
May the joy of the Lord be your strength in this beautiful new year that God has given to us. Amen. Well, since it's the new year, can you believe it? A new year already? I'd like to talk with you about the new things that God does for us in Jesus' Son. Does God do new things for you? Is He a God of newness who makes things new? And do you need your strength today refreshed? Would you like to become young again? Would you like to be made strong again? Would you like to be made all new again? Well, let's talk today about the new things that God does for us in Jesus and how often He uses the word new in His word, the Bible, when He refers to His redeemed people in Jesus Christ. You're going to be amazed that He uses this word so often with you. Now, why do we need to be made new again? Why do we need new strength and for all things to be made new in us? Answer? It's because this world breaks down. Everything in this world breaks down, doesn't it? And that is found right there in the beginning of Scripture. Everything was new in Genesis. But when they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, death entered into the world, and everything became subject to decay, breaking down, and death. And everything breaks down in life, doesn't it? If you buy a new computer this year, by next year, it's old. If you get a new iPhone, well, they're going to sell you a new one next year because your old one is just old. If you get exercise equipment, next year, they're going to sell you the same apparatus. But it's going to seem new because they have one new little rubber band on it. Everything's always new because this world is breaking down and people need things to be made new again. You can read that over here in Ecclesiastes. Solomon, in his wisdom, described it this way. He says, all things are full of weariness. A man cannot utter it. The eye isn't satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. What has been is what will be. What's been done is what will be done, and there's nothing new under the sun. Is there a thing of which it's said that's new? It's been done already. And everything is getting old. How about your bodies? Are those breaking down? Would you like to turn it in for a new model? Like a new car? Lease a new body? Wouldn't that be nice? Would you like new strength and refreshment? You know, people in the world all experience that they want to run after something new because they know they need a new life. So what do? They get a new car, think it'll make them feel better, or they change their location, a new location, or they might even get a new spouse, God forbid, to make it seem better, or a new purpose in life, or even just a new gadget, whatever it is. And advertisers always pick up on this because they know people are after something new. It's like a new cereal. You know, it's nothing new about it. Cheerios is Cheerios, but it's new on the box because they know you want new. Everything breaks down in this life, including you and including me and our bodies and our strength. My goodness, Vivian, even this candle up here called the Eternal Candle has to be replaced. I replaced it this morning. It's breaking down. Everything in this world does so. We need newness. And I'll tell you, friends, it comes in one place. That's Jesus Christ and God the Father. And He is here today to make you new. Would you like to be refreshed in your strength and made new? Well, let's take a look and see the ways in which God makes you new in Christ so that you can take refreshment in it. First of all, let's open up to John chapter 3 and see what God does for us sinners when we are in darkness and death. A man of the Pharisees, Nicodemus, came to Jesus, a ruler of the Jews, by night, and he asked him, He said, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What do you need to be born to see the kingdom of God? Judy, what do you need? You need to be born anew, right? And there's that word. In the Greek, it's anothen, which means to be born again or to be born anew, born afresh, born from above. And does God give that to us? Nicodemus says, how? How can that be? Jesus answers him and says, truly, truly, I say to you, and this is how to be born again, born anew, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So what's that talking about? Baptism, right? When else are we born of water and the Spirit? And it's by faith in the gospel in Jesus Christ. Number one thing God gives you there for, when you're a sinner and breaking down in your soul and your spirit and all that you are, what does he give you? New birth. Say new birth. That's the first thing he gives you. New life in Jesus Christ. We were buried with Christ by baptism, that we might be raised with Christ to newness of life, it says in Romans chapter 6. So you get new birth, new life, and these come through Jesus Christ in the waters of baptism, in the preaching of the gospel, by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. You're born again, born anew, born afresh. Are you born again? Do you believe in Christ? These promises, therefore, are for you, that you already have newness in you. The Bible says, listen to this beautiful verse. In fact, it's right on our bulletin cover. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old's passed away. Behold, the new has come. So has God done something new for you already? He's given you new birth, new life. You're a new creation in Jesus Christ. That's beautiful. That's already on the inside of you, growing. New life. Even if your body's getting old, your spirit, new and being made new every day. Isn't that beautiful? Now, when we are born again in God, what are we born into? A new covenant. God uses this word also when he describes our relationship with him. Now, do you guys ever get scared in your relationship with God? Like he is there in heaven and, oh my goodness, I'm a sinner. It's like you're living under the old covenant of Moses and the law, where there was thunder and lightnings and a sound of a trumpet, and you're afraid of God when God gave the covenant of the law. Well, that was a terrifying covenant. For God said, do this and you shall live. But we couldn't do it. We could not keep the law. Don't live this way, though, because God has given us something called a new covenant, a superior one, a better one. And let's read about that. So Jeremiah 31, here we go. This pertains to you now. God says, but this is the covenant. Okay, the first covenant, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and Judah, not like the covenant I made with their fathers, the covenant which they broke, says the Lord. But this is the covenant I'll make with the house of Israel after those days. In other words, in our days, I will put my law within them, write it upon their hearts, and I'll be their God. They shall be my people, etc. Then he says, for I will forgive their iniquity and I'll remember their sins no more. Does that give you newness right now? Do you feel under the burden of your sins? Do you feel guilty in your relationship with God? If you've come into Jesus Christ and you're living under him, guess what? You're not under thunder and lightning of Mount Sinai anymore. You are under the grace of Mount Calvary, where Christ died for you. God says it's a new covenant, a better one. The first one you broke, the second one I keep. The first one was dependent upon you and your works. The second one is what I've done for you. The first covenant, it's like you got two little goose feathers and you're on the end of a cliff trying to fly and you can't do it. You crash. But the new covenant is as if Christ comes under you as an eagle and lifts you up on his own wings and flies and makes you ride upon the heights of the earth. It's a new covenant. Do you guys live under that? I wrestle with that a lot of times. I sometimes still imagine myself, oh my goodness, I'm not good enough, I haven't done enough, my works are not there, and I start to feel trembling and unsure in my relationship with God. He says, no, no, no. Look, it's a new covenant, a solemn agreement. Christ died for your sins on the cross. You are under this covenant called, I will forgive your sins, Greg. I will remember them against you no more. You are a free and a forgiven people. Does that refresh your soul right now? Does it not refresh your soul to hear that your sins through Christ have been forgiven? God does new things for you. A new birth, a new creation, a new life, a new covenant, and guess what? New mercies every day. Every 24 hours, and even more than that. But think about what we read in Lamentations. You know, Jeremiah here is feeling really horrible. He says, I'm living under the rod of his wrath. He's driven me into darkness without any light. Surely against me he turns his hand again and again the whole day long. So he was miserable. He was feeling bitter. He was feeling apart from God, distant, cold, under his wrath. This is even the old covenant, but listen to what he says. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope, that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. What is God's newness to you in the new covenant? It means every morning his mercies are new to you. Isn't that beautiful? You know, I mess up a lot of times in my life. I fail. Beth knows well enough when I go to bed at night a lot of times she has to counsel and pray for me because I'm like, oh, I didn't do as well as I wanted. I didn't do as much of this as I wanted. I feel I've failed. I'm a miserable person. But you know what God says? Every morning you wake up, Greg, my mercies are new to you. I wash you clean. It's like the dew falling out of heaven, watering the whole face of the earth and all the grass. So my mercies are sprinkled over you every morning. It's all new. It's sort of like if you're, you know, a kid and doing the batting and you strike out, what do? They'd say, well, take another swing at it. That's a do-over. And you throw a new one. God says, every day, I'm not remembering your past sins under the new covenant. I'm not counting your failures. Step up to the plate again. I'm the Father, you're the Son. Let's throw another ball, and you're going to hit this one. New mercies every morning, promised every day to you. That's what God does for you if you're in Christ, if you're in him. If you're not in him, repent and come into him. If you are in him, this is for you. Another thing he does for us, so you got new birth, new creation, new life. You've got a new covenant. You've got new mercies every morning, every 24 hours. What else you got? You got a new word every day. Do you guys get into the Bible each morning? You know, when Jesus was in Mark chapter 1, casting a demon out of somebody, the unclean spirit came out crying with a loud voice. And it says, they were all amazed and they questioned amongst themselves saying, what is this? A new teaching, for with authority he commands the unclean spirits and they come out. Let me ask you, do you get a new word from God every morning? Is this an old book? It's an old book, but is it a living word? This is a living word. I've read this book, passages 1,000 times, but every time I read it, something new and fresh jumps out. And as I go through my day, the Holy Spirit brings up that word, and I get victory through it. God says, I give you a new word every day, a new teaching, though it's the same teaching, that gives you fresh confidence and fresh victory in your life. Make use of it. It's a new teaching every day. A new life, a new birth, a new creation, a new covenant, a new mercies, and a new word every day to give you the victory and make you more than conquerors through me. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law, says the scripture, and revive me according to thy word. Oh, seriously, friends, when I get weak and I read this Bible, I feel new strength coming into me as if you're pouring water into me, into a grass that needs to come back into full green again. That's what he does for us. Also, God says, along with all these things in the new covenant, I'll give you also a new heart. Would you like a new heart? Oh, we get weak sometimes. I'll give you a new spirit. I'll give you a new nature, says God. Let's open and read that. Ezekiel chapter 11, prophesying of our days, God says, and I will give them one heart and put a new spirit within them. I'll take the stony heart out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes, keep my ordinances, and obey them. They shall be my people, and I will be their God. Does God put into you a new mind? Now, when you're born again in Jesus Christ, you are new. Something new has been born inside of you. God's nature, his divine nature, is inside of you, working in you to will and to work for the good things of God, to follow in his ways. That's beautiful. He gives us a new nature. For no one born of God commits sin, says John in his letter. For God's nature abides in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. Put off your old nature, says Paul, your old one, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new nature, created after the likeness of God and true righteousness and holiness. So how new are you guys today? If I were to look out on you, how new are you? Well, God says you're born again and you're new, but I'm going to grow you up and renew you every day until you finally look like my son Jesus. That's a process, isn't it? Now, when Naomi was born and she was a little baby this big, did I give her the car keys, Dick? I don't do that. Not till she's, 16 or 15 or whatever, when she had a permit, But did I love her as a little tiny baby? Did I love her as a toddler? Did I love her as she grew up into the teenage years? And now she's almost a young woman? I loved her every stage. So when God has given you a new heart and a new nature, doesn't mean you're immediately perfect, but he loves you, growing you up each stage of the way, loving you, making you new every day, and renewing your mind as he gives you his word, gives you his covenant, gives you Jesus. Are you getting renewed right now through the preaching of the word? A new mind, a new nature, a new heart. And the Bible says a new spirit. Now that's what we need really more than anything else. A spirit inside of us. And which spirit has God given to you? Well, we have this word in scripture that he has given us. In him also, you who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in Christ, we're sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the guarantee of our inheritance. So, which spirit is inside of you? Babe, can you hear me? Which spirit is living inside of you? The Holy Spirit. That's great. That's strength to beat anything in this life. Nothing can stand against you in Christ. He makes you more than a conqueror. David was once a little boy, and when Samuel came and anointed him with a horn of oil to become king, it says the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, upon David from that day forward. And soon afterwards, a giant arises and challenges and defies Israel. And David says, who is that, that he should defy the armies of the living God? I'll strike you down, Goliath. Your head shall be given me this day, and everyone will know that there's a God in Israel. How did he say that? By his own spirit? By the Holy Spirit? Yes. And he only had it on the outside. You got the Holy Spirit on the inside. May God stir up that spirit inside of you, his own, to say again to the world, I defy you, and this day I strike you down, and I shall get the victory through Christ. These are the new things that God does for you in Jesus Christ. And then he puts us onto a new path, a new road, a new purpose. For he says, a new commandment I give to you, that you should love one another even as I have loved you. Now, so, you remember that movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray? Where the guy, he wakes up every day in the same day and he can't get out of this cycle of being in the same day. At first, he lives only for himself, and then he tries to get the girl, get her into bed and all that stuff, and he finally finds out how to do that because he has 100 days to practice. But when he lives for himself, he ends up hating his life, and eventually he tries to kill himself, drives his truck off a cliff and keeps trying to kill himself, but next day he wakes up again in the same old drudgery. How does he escape these things? He starts to live to bless other people. He rescues the lady across the street, rescues the choking person in the restaurant, starts treating the woman with honor and blessing other people, and finally he gets free from the old life. God has done that for you in Christ. You have a new purpose to live for the service of others in love, and that is where you find your life, God says. It's a new and beautiful road. And next, God gives you new strength for your bodies. Would you like a new body? Turn it on, turn it in. What are you, an old Pinto? Someone gonna run into your backside and you're gonna explode? You probably want a new body if you're getting older. God says, I'm gonna refresh that body I've given you every day. In Isaiah 40, he says, haven't you known and heard that the Lord God is the everlasting God? He doesn't faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. And I give power to the faint. To him who has no might, I increase strength. Even youths faint and are weary. Young men fall exhausted. But those who wait upon me, the Lord, I, the Lord, shall renew. Say renew. Renew, renew their strength. Mount up with wings like eagles. Run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. Do you know that even if you were a druggie or an alcoholic, after four months, if you're off of it, all of your blood is renewed 100%. Every 7 years, strange at seven, by the way, your whole body, every cell is renewed by the regeneration. Well, God comes in and says, I will pour fresh strength into you. Doesn't mean you don't get tired, but when you get tired, he comes in and gives you strength for the next day to keep going. That's our God, friends. New. New creation, new birth, new covenant, new mercies every day, new word, new teaching, new love, new strength for our bodies. It's God's promise to his people. That's beautiful. And in the course of time, you'll get a new body. You can trade it in, frankly. Actually, when you trade in your old body, he's going to go in there and work it and refashion it to raise it up glorious. For our bodies, the Bible says right now, are sown perishable. Are you guys like a bunch of old bananas? You leave them on your counter too long and they get all rotten and ugh, can't eat them. But guess what? He's going to renew your body. He's going to actually raise it up on the last day in Christ. It's going to be raised imperishable. It can't get sick. It can't get old. It can't fade in strength. It's going to be raised in power. It's going to be raised a spiritual body fit for the kingdom that has no end. And Jesus says, and believe him, then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. God's going to give you a new body, in addition to everything else, to live where? In a new world. Picture it, friends. We're not destined for this world forever. According to his promise, says Peter, we wait for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. No more getting old. No more breaking down. Even the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the glorious liberty of the children of God. God is going to sit upon his throne on the last day and say, behold, I make all things new. And life will spring up everywhere. We will live with God. He with us. He'll wipe away every tear. Death shall be no more. And we'll have joy everlasting written upon our hearts and lives. This is what God does for us in Jesus Christ. And so let's just review here for a second. He gives you a new birth, a new life, a new covenant, new mercies every 24 hours, a new and fresh word, a new heart, a new nature, a new mind, a new spirit, a new road and purpose, a new strength for your bodies, a new body eventually, and a new world. If God uses in the scriptures new this many times to refer to you and to me, how much he must love you. Amen? He really does love you, and he's doing marvelous things for you. May you see that, and may we be refreshed in it today. Until that day when we can say, he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Aye, many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's message called The New Things of God, a broadcast of Chart and Compass Ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral. I'm Art Hansen, speaking for Pastor Greg Lassier, and if you're looking for a church home, or if you'd like to stop by and just visit, our services are at 8 and 11 a.m. on Sundays, and worship Bible study is at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Christ Lutheran is located on Highway A1A in Cape Canaveral, right across from the Recreation Center. If you'd like to hear more messages or leave a comment on this one, please visit our website at christlutheranchurch.capecanaveral.org. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to sharing God's Word with you again next Monday at 12:30. Have a wonderful week in our Lord Jesus Christ, the great captain of our soul, and God bless you.